Hello.
Hello, Mr. Gonzalez. This is Debbie with Roadside Assistance.
Yes.
Okay. I was calling you back because I'm not the one that set up this ticket, but we noticed that the drop-off address is not a repair facility, and it only tows to a repair facility without paying. You'll have to pay out of pocket unless you want to take it to a repair facility.
Okay, so what a repair facility would be, like Discount Tires?
Yeah, any tire place or
okay,
place that would put the tire on for you.
I was trying to ask him if I could just be dropped off at like Discount Tires, and he said no. They won't drop off at a business that's closed.
That's not totally true. No, not in this time of the night. As long as
that's what I was thinking. So yeah, if you guys can tow me to the closest Discount Tire within Clearfield to West Haven, that would work perfect.
Okay. You said West Haven?
Yeah, all the way from West Haven to Clearfield. Because I'm in Clearfield right now, but
okay.
I live in West Haven.
So you want to go to West Haven. All right, let me back up here, make sure we have everything. I said I'm going to make sure I verify the addresses with you so I have everything correct. So the pickup is still the 386 East Antelope Drive in Layton, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then we need to drop off at Discount Tire. And what's the name of it? Sorry, city.
Discount Tire in West Haven. Let me look up the closest one to make it easier. I'm sorry.
Sorry about the confusion. Like I said, I'm not the one that set up the ticket. They just handed it over to me. So I was trying to find a...
Fine. So I found a Discount Tire actually down the road from my house. It's in Clinton. I have the address right here. 1993 North.
1993 North. Okay.
2000 West. Clinton, Utah. 84015.
Is Clinton Clinton?
Yes.
Okay. All right, found it. It's like it's close to Lowe's. Okay.
And then would I just have to call Discount in the morning and just let them know that's my car?
Yeah. Usually tire places, it's not a big deal if you leave the car there, because usually, you know, it's like an open lot, unless they would happen to have a closed lot where you'd have to park your car or something. But most tire places are open, so we don't usually have that much problem with the tire. But if it's like an auto shop and, you know, they have like lock gates and all that, then we have an issue, but normally not with tires.
Not with the open lot.
Okay. As long as it's an open lot, you're good.
Okay.
The only thing is you'll need to let the provider know what you want to do with the keys, unless you want to have them. Or are you going with the provider? Are you riding with them?
Said I was riding with him.
Okay. All right. All right. Then you won't have to worry about it if you're riding with them. Okay. All right, I've got a couple providers that I was getting ready to, and then I realized that they won't let us drop off at a residence. It has to be in some kind of a repair tire or whatever shop. Okay. All right,
I'm guessing so people don't call back, oh, I need a tow to the tire shop now.
Well, it's that, and we've had a lot of people. They changed the rules recently. They used to let you, because it has over miles, they used to let you tow pretty much anywhere. And we had people that was towing hundreds of miles just to take their car somewhere. And it was costing the insurance a lot of money. I mean, they were towing like 300, 400 miles, and they were paying it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they changed recently that it has to go to a repair shop.
Okay, sweet.
Okay. All right, so I'm getting ready to send the information to you and to your phone. And I'm just waiting on, I got to just do a few more things and then I'll have it set up for you, okay? Sorry about the wait. All right, you're welcome,
totally
sir.
Totally fine.
All right, hon, you have a good rest of your morning.
You too.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.